Being in a college setting and they're finding out on college campuses, they're having the same issues we are as with teachers. They're doing distance delivery. One of our students who came back in her first year of college, half of her classes were online from her room. So paying room and board for only going to two classes for a whole week is, it's just not conducive. So she's doing her college education from here.
All right, thank you. Does that answer your question, Rita?
Yes, yes, which I mean, I did know from what Cheryl told me and stuff. And so, but I didn't know if we ended up getting money back or not. That part would be a Dave thing. And it's just a matter of, you know, making sure to bring it up that, you know, this is something that we are talking about when people ask us questions and then getting brought up in a actual public setting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item, disposal of equipment, dishwasher.
Yeah, according to board policy 3270, the superintendent can dispose of equipment that's no longer useful or usable by the school, but we need board approval to do that. Our dishwasher in Sandpoint was still functional. The wash was functional, but the sanitizer part wasn't, and it was cost prohibitive for us to fix or replace the sanitizer. Instead, it was more cost effective just to get a new dishwasher. So we're looking at disposing of the old dishwasher. Trident is interested in taking it off our hands. They're also the only one in town with 480 volt electricity, which so they're the only ones that could even use it. So I just would need board approval to dispose of the dishwasher at Sandpoint School.
I'll make a motion.
This is Brenda. I'll second.
Roll call.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
That's what Ms. Gatlin was asking for. Principal Gatlin's going to have that new dishwasher out of the hallway as a result of that.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is false pass at Pickman.
Oh. Yeah, I'm here.
I did the same thing.
Do I speak on this?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Long story short, I believe some of the kids traveled to Dutch last year for that grant. Talking with some of the parents, obviously we're bigger this year, 12 students, so travel wouldn't be feasible. But pretty much all the parents love the idea of getting all the kids involved. So we got a great project plan where Mark Daniels, I believe is his name, has a lot of experience going to rural communities, building traditional canoes. So we got that plan, I believe, late March into April. So he's going to come to False Pass for 3 weeks to do a project with the kids. So all students get to participate. Nikki Hoblett did a lot of that work helping us to get that grant. So they've started the process, I believe, with ordering all the lumber and parts and things of that nature. But Mark has said he's very excited to come to False Pass.
All right. I have one question. So did you find out from Mark if another person's going to come and help? Because you, in the information, you said you were waiting to see if somebody was going to come out and help him.
Last time I talked to him, he was going to bring like his assistant apprentice person, but I don't know if that's completely certain. Nikki or district office might know better. But last time I talked to him, he said he was planning on bringing in an assistant.
I'm pretty sure that he's bringing her. I can't remember what her name was, but yeah, I'm pretty sure she's coming too.
The girl from the Pribilofs?
I think so.
I don't know if this one turns into a square, Rocky.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve this? I'll make a motion to approve False Pass at Pitka.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
That's going to be so fun. Matt, you're going to have fun.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're really excited. The kids love doing hands-on stuff like that. And yeah, it's going to be a great thing.
Okay. Turn the page. Next is personnel. New hires. Ryan Humphrey, Principal Sandpoint. I'll make a motion to approve new hire on point, Ryan Humphrey.
We'll second this, Carly.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, and resignations, Megan Gatlin, Principal, Sandpoint, David Nielsen, Business Manager, District-wide.
This is Brenda, I'll make that motion. And just with a heavy heart, David Nielsen, thank you so much for all your hard work in the past.
A second, it's Carlene.
All right, roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Next is public comments on non-agenda items. Are there any public comments? Okay. And next is board comments. You guys go ahead and if you have a board comment, who speaks first gets to go first.
This is Brenda. I sure would like to thank everybody for their hard work throughout the first semester. In the beginning of the second semester, kids were all happy to go back to school. I think parents were dragging their butt, but that's okay. But it's a fabulous school year this year. There really is an uptick in attitude. It's really positive. And you think this is the time of the year when we have a slump. Yes, we've been having a lot of horrible things in our communities, but I tell you, we're not showing it as much in the kids. The kids are still having their positive attitude. They're doing stuff in the communities. They're doing stuff together. And it's not just King Cove. So just thank you, everybody, for the hard work you're doing. And it's showing, especially in the youth. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Brenda. Next.
David, I don't think we're going to be able to find anybody like David, which is... crappy. But yeah, thanks for all your years. And Megan, I'm really gonna miss Megan and our family, but she's always a phone call away. And I was gonna say it's 46:48.
Oh, hey. We're up by two.
38 seconds to go.
We're up by two, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, I'd like to thank you for your 11 years. It was great working with you. We're going to miss you. And then also, Megan, I wish you luck in your future endeavors. And I'd like to wish you a happy belated birthday. And then also, I'd like to thank all the teachers that been working. We're already halfway over with our school year, and everything is going good. Or like Brenda said, our students are in high spirits and it's great. And I'd like to congratulate the basketball teams for Sandpoint and King Cove and Bristol Bay. And I just hope, you know, we all have a safe trip home tomorrow and the weather cooperates. Mm-hmm. And no more snow squalls, at least till all of our kids land in King Cove and Sandpoint.
Next.
This is Carla. I just wanted to thank Dave Nielsen and Megan again. And I also want to comment on the second quarter reading or second semester reading skills and stuff. I've noticed they have come up immensely. My grandchildren went from kind of low to above where they should be. So I'm very happy about that. And the math, the virtual math, I've only heard great things about it. So I'm glad that's working out.
Thanks, Carla. Anyone else? Rita, Amy?
Still tied, that's it. I know, still a few points, we're still up, that's it.
Nothing Rita, for me. Everybody, okay. Just want to reiterate what everybody said. Yes, thank you guys.
Right, yeah, what they said.
Yeah.
Shirley, did you say our scholarships were ending on April 11th?
Yes.
Okay, that's the same time June Nelson Memorial or scholarship is April 11th at 5 p.m.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. what they all said, and then I want to thank everybody who helped like get the teams to the tournament and get them some extra games. I thought that was a great use of their time without having to spend extra money. So good job being creative. I was like, creative things. And that's all for me. Agenda items for next meeting.
I have a teacher contracts, the calendar, budget workshop, and the superintendent contract. Unless that's tonight.
That'll just be discussion tonight. I can't. Yes. Is there anything else that anybody can think of that needs to go on the agenda? Okay, we will add as needed.
You're going to bring back the superintendent. Are you bringing back the guidelines that you're going to have for with the forms and stuff for the next meeting? The guidelines you were having for traveling, for senior trip, and for.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably share it with the board tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
It looks like the next meeting will be February 25th.
Oh man. So
February 25th.
Is that around regional time though? for basketball, unless we do it in person. I could come over to King Cove.
February 29th.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
February doesn't have a 29th.
A 28th last day. The last day of February is when they start.
Okay. I thought it was like the 27th or something I read in his report.
Okay.
Going overtime.
Well, Tuesday is February 25th. That's our scheduled meeting date.
Yep.
Next is executive session. We have two items, board self-evaluation, and then the superintendent's contract discussion is...
Oh, my goodness.
So I would entertain a motion to enter into executive session with the invitation when needed for the superintendent.
I make a motion to go into executive session and with the invitation of Mr. Franklin when asked.
Are you sending us a new link?
Oh,
second. This is Carlene. Can we have like a 5 minute break or 10 minute break? I need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, let's take 5 minutes.
The regionals is February 27th to March 1st, not 29th. Not the 29th. Only in Amy's world it's the 29th.
I'm not getting the one.
Dad's gonna come get you.
We're gonna need how many minutes is overtime? I vote that's how long our break is.
5 minutes.
Okay, good.
I got this going.
Well, let me turn on my interface. Go ahead.
Texting. I put my phone out there.
You can enjoy some texting.
Oh shoot! I can't watch him. He's watching him at my house.
I know. So he kicked me off. I was like, that's...
All right, the school board has gone into executive session four, so you're going to have to ask them after the meeting. Board self-evaluation, you can ask them how they self-evaluated themselves, and a new superintendent contract. There you go. This will be up at apradio.org in mere moments. Thank you, Better Internet. It's 8/17, 2017 on Tuesday, January 28th. We are going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for tuning in. This is Virgil. This is your community radio station. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
You're listening to World Cafe, Pixies, from the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. It's Debaser, hanging out, talking to Joey and Charles from the band. The new album is Beneath the Eerie. It's available now. Guys, it was an absolute pleasure to talk. Thank you so much for taking the time, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
That's Pixies. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Frank Black and Joey Santiago of Pixies. Want more Sense of Place Boston? You can see everything we've done and who we visited at worldcafe.org. Jason Isbell, 400 Unit. It's Never Gonna Change, live.
Robert County Jailhouse. You can throw me off the Wilson Dam, but there ain't much difference in the man I want to be and the man that I really am. Change. We ain't ever gonna change.
driver if you choose. No promises to stay on through. He never leaves me now. Even if he could, there's no way out. Cause I'll be the driver through and through. I would go anywhere with you.
Soccer Mommy, that is the musical project of Sophie Allison from her fourth album Evergreen. Song is Driver. Also Fontaine's DC with Favorite off of Romance and Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Never Gonna Change. New music from Barty Strange is next on World Cafe. So many musical connections. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Jack Antonoff took Barty Strange out on tour when he was playing as Bleachers. And now the favor is returned because Jack Antonoff is co-producing Barty's new album, Horror, which is due out in April. Here's new music called Sober.
Over. when she needs toughness at the end of the world. So when you nature of mine.
Like a scared little girl. know your secret, but I'd never tell. And what would I even say? No, I hate to talk to the world. You and me, we don't need words to say anything. They just get in the way. Words could never compare to the games that we play with our eyes in the moonlight. Why can't the dream
up the cafe with Johnny Blue Skies, the nom de plume of Sturgill Simpson. It's If the Sun Never Rises Again. That about does it for us in the cafe. Thanks so much to our affiliates, including KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and WMKY in Moorhead, Kentucky. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.